Tom Terreiro podcast 56. Ciao from Italy. We are back after a 10-day hiatus, a little breather where hopefully you haven't been listening to podcasts or watching videos or reading things. You've been out there talking to girls doing my 10-10 challenge. That's why there's been no vlogs or blogs or tweets or whatever the cool kids on the street call interaction these days. And we'll come on to the fruits of our labors. That's what this podcast is all about. But I wanted to kick off with an email, a very nice email, a little bit lengthy, but it's a story, it's motivating, it's a window into a guy actually doing something. And if you're the guy that wrote me this email, I won't say your name or where you're from. Let's chat on Skype. I'm quite happy to chat on Skype to you for free, to go over what you said and just to congratulate you in person. But anyway, I'll change your details. I hope you don't mind me reading out this email, but it's going to be very useful. Hopefully, this will kick somebody else up the arse, because if I nag people, they don't listen. But hopefully, your story will inspire. He says, "Dear Uncle Tom, my name is, we'll just say Bob. I am a 25-year-old Muslim man." He's from a Muslim country in the Middle East, "with more passion for day game than you. I started day game 2 years ago at university. It has truly changed my life. It has changed me beyond comprehension. Prior to day game, I had several long-term, one-sided infatuation heartbreaks from two fat girls and one weird one, all of them Muslim. No game, no social calibration, needy as fuck. I decided that I had had enough and took action after a massive heartbreak in third year of uni. I was introduced to game through a psychotic friend. He was a fearless bastard. He showed me how to approach and destroy any approach anxiety. He knew how to be intriguing, but he lacked social calibration immensely. I learned from his mistakes and gave myself a challenge to approach 5 to 10 girls a day at uni and get at least 2 or 3 numbers and one date a week. I love it. That is good. That is focus. This was my objective and my goal for the second semester of university 2014. I went on many dates, had a few instant dates, up to 100 number closes, good on you, and a few kiss closes. The majority, 90% of the girls I was gaming were rich, very beautiful southern English girls with trashy, trendy, arrogant, we are cool as fuck hippie style characteristics. I know what you mean. They were fucking mean and harsh, but I learned so much. I should repeat that line. They were fucking mean and harsh, but I learned so much. Topic of today. Moving on from university, I went for a few trips abroad to game, including Croatia, Norway, and Sweden. I had many number closes, not many dates, for logistical reasons. They were fairly short trips with a bad wing. On my travels, I met about 4 or 5 beautiful blonde babes in which I took pictures with and used to motivate myself. He says, not physically, whenever required. Upon returning to the UK, I gamed hard. I finally lost my virginity to a beautiful Welsh girl. Yachida, get in there. The Welsh flag, congratulations. He says, she was wonderful, exclamation, exclamation. I love this footnote. She was drunk, but my game was tighter than her pussy. Welsh girls, always classy, always drunk. The whole process from meeting to fucking took about 1.5 hours. Nice one. I led, escalated, created attraction, cocky funny, teasing, moving her, and finally fucked her at her place. Sadly, I never saw her again. Through game, I also found a girl I was regularly seeing. She was pretty hot, but not as tight. I gamed her and she was hooked. I still see her and we're good mates. All these beautiful experiences would not have been possible if it wasn't for game. And then I'll skip a bit. He talks about going back to his home country. He had to do a job. There weren't any girls around. And then he went back to a city in the UK. In 2016, he started gaming again, only once or twice a week at uni during the evenings or on Saturdays. Not much luck, as I cannot meet girls after work. I commute from one city to another. And by the time I am home, I am drained of all my energy. Weekends busy with other things, but I still try to put a few hours in. See the focus, see the dedication. This is great. I took a little game holiday about a month ago. I returned from the trip gleaming. I won't say where he went, but it's a classic European day game destination. So he went there for 12 days. He says, I traveled solo, stayed in a hostel, until I got a few leads, then Airbnb, great trick. The numbers are as follows, Mr. Tom. This is following on from Thomas's podcast 55 last time when we were talking about data. Here we go. He says these are his results. One notch, congratulations. One bounce back, 4 instant dates, 10 plus numbers or Facebook closes, 3 Tinder dates, I won't say anything, 5 or 6 kiss closes, good job, and he's still in touch with about 5 of those girls. The age range, I can't say that, the age range was 17 to 22. Fantastic. Hot, sexy, young, European, God-sent peaches, he says. Realistically, I could have had 4 notches, but I slept. I loved it. Never been so happy. I will be leaving my job in 2 weeks, and I am looking to work as a freelancer. I'm going to live and travel around Europe and game like a dog. You have been the biggest inspiration to me, Tom. I love you, man, he says. That's nice, bro. Love coming back at you. I love your videos, your travels, your adventures, your style, minimalist, efficient, intelligent living. Love your products and free YouTube content. You're very welcome. During my 1 hour commute to work and back, I always listen to your podcasts and the recommendations you provide, such as 4 hour work week, the selfish gene, etc. And he says, get in touch with me. And I am. After I record this, I'll reply to that email. Or if you're listening to this on your way to work and you think that is my email, then get in touch with me and let's chat on Skype. But congratulations again, amazing story. And if you haven't guessed today's topic, that email was a shining example of why day game is empirical, all right, over theoretical, over scientific theory. Empirical just meaning knowledge acquired by observation and experimentation. I think it's from the Greek word experience, yeah, or the senses. And we'll kick off with that quote that I love that I've tweeted before. Action will remove the doubt that theory cannot solve. Now, of course, I'm not knocking theory. I was a scientist at university. There's a time and a place for the scientific method and scientific abstract theory, but not for game. All right. Even though I'm always saying 90% in field, 10% theory, it's probably more like 99% in field, 1% theory, which is in street hustle. So we need to go out there. We need to observe. We need to experiment. We need to change something, try again, see how it works, think about what just happened, change something else, rinse and repeat. Yeah. So think about it like this. If I said you had to go up Everest with a mountain guide, would you go up Everest with a guide who's read loads of books? And he's rationally thought about it, and he's mapped the mountain, and he's seen all the documentaries, and he knows every stat there is to know about Everest and snow and ice and climbing. Or would you choose to go up with a guide who knows none of that? You could say he's the opposite of rational in terms of his theory, but he's climbed it and summited Everest 5 times. So who would you go up with? Who would you go day gaming with? A guy who's read all the PUA books, he's watched all the PUA videos, he's been to every seminar, he's downloaded illegally all the material. Or would you go out with a day gamer who's been doing it like the chap in the email for a year or two and getting results? Okay, that's what we mean by empirical game. So it's another nag about action rather than mind wank. Practical experience over theory. So we're going to forget the mental masturbation, we're going to forget the mind wank, we're going to forget the procrastination, and we're going to take action, which is my tagline, grabbing life by the horns, yeah? More importantly, if you're taking dating advice from generic videos or generic men's magazines like shitty GQ or Men's Health, from dating columns, generic books written by people who've maybe been on 5 to 10 dates and now they're married with kids and they mean well, they think this sounds right, you know, theoretically this sounds right, this should work. So I'm going to write a top 5 things to do article about how to kiss a girl, how to get a girl, how to get a girlfriend, how to sleep with a girl, whatever. They're giving this generic dating advice which has not been field tested. So often it's the opposite of what is true. Watch my YouTube video about counter intuitive game truths. Most of the fundamental truths in game are the opposite of what your mum told you, maybe what even your dad told you, certainly what you learned at school or in any movie ending. So that's why to most guys, they just don't make sense. In the back of Street Hustle, I go through, I think, 15 major counterintuitive game truths. But on that YouTube video, I go through 5. And it's also very confusing because now the internet is clogged up with infields and it's clogged up with seminars. So every Tom, Dick and Harry is chipping in. And you're not sure whether that Tom, Dick or Harry has been out there slaving away in field, approaching thousands of girls, or if he's just another armchair PUA. So the guys that give you advice, maybe you comment on a YouTube video and they offer some advice underneath. How do you know if that advice is theoretical or empirical? I call them armchair PUAs or stay at home day gamers. And you'll often see this. I'll put an infield out and a guy will critique it based on his theoretical understanding of game. He'll say, well, hang on a minute. That hook wasn't what I read about. You only teased twice instead of 3 times. Hang on, that set was 6 minutes rather than 8 minutes. Hang on, it was too sexual. Or hang on, this seems too social. And I've read that. I think that. What would happen if? Yeah, it's like people that spend their lives arguing, debating, trolling on platforms like Twitter, yeah? I call them Twitter warriors, paper alphas. Sideline critics, I think you call it in football. Armchair radicals, guys that know everything. They can talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. And like I said, if you're in the scientific community, no, I'm not knocking scientific theory. But with game and girls, we have to take this hands-on approach. The game is played in fields. I quote Mystery saying that many, many times. So that's why I did the 10-10 challenge. Let's come back to what's been happening in the last 10 days. I said 10 days ago, go out for 10 days and every day approach 10 girls. That makes 100 approaches. And that's a good data set, even if you're a beginner, to learn the front stop or learn the open and the basic stack to improve your voice. Stop the upward inflections. Stop sounding really needy. To focus on your eyes. To not interview her. What's your name? What are you doing? Where are you from? Do you like it? Oh, that's so cool. Not building rapport, but breaking rapport. So practicing some spikes, practicing some teasing, practicing some challenging. Maybe you got onto storytelling. So getting the topic she gave you and then boom, using the launch pad. There's a video on that, or it's in Street Hustle. When I think of X, I think of Y, or my friend said that, or my friend is a and he said that, and then into storytelling. Maybe you noticed the hook point in its different forms. Maybe you realized you had to turn off your game, dial it down, let her invest. Maybe you were practicing qualification or closing strong, persisting when she said she has to go or she has a boyfriend. Persist, persist, persist. Maybe you took it further with instant dates. You said fuck it to the number, burn your boat's mission. You left your phone at home. Maybe you did a bounce back. Maybe you got laid. But here's the weird thing. And I've been putting out that challenge, I think, for 4 years. This is year number 4. Considering that my YouTube channel has, I think, now 10,000 subscribers, none of them brought, 10,000 real subscribers, it is still alarming that only a handful of guys, I think around 5 guys this time, actually left a log of their daily approaches. Maybe you were doing it and you didn't leave a comment, that's fine, but it's still an alarming statistic that so many guys watch the YouTube videos, download the podcast. The podcast get thousands of downloads from iTunes and even people watching them on YouTube. Yet a few guys went out there and did it. So I'll keep doing this challenge every year, and I hope even for 1 or 2 guys it made a difference. You went out there, you tested all this theory and you got some results. I randomly put the guys that were doing it into the random comment thing, random comment generator chooser. And the winner of the free Skype coaching is Rufio Sahota. Again, I'll send you a private message, but sometimes it's weird to get them via YouTube. So if you're listening, Rufio Sahota, well done for your approaches. And you've won, for your efforts, a 3 hours Skype session with me. So we'll do that whenever, wherever. And another quote, motivation will die, let discipline take its place. So yeah, even this podcast or going to a seminar or reading a book, that's motivation. And you get all fired up, like giving up smoking or losing weight or joining a gym or becoming a marathon runner. You get all fired up and then it all fizzles out. We all know that feeling. So rather than motivation, this is why I'm not big into things like Tony Robbins, you know, life coaching. Daily discipline, small habits that are initially painful, they become boring and tedious, but just small, quiet actions repeated over and over and over and over again, like the guy in the email saying that he had that thing where he's got to go out, he's got to get X number of numbers, X number of dates a week. That's what gets results. All right, so those cheesy kind of motivational quotes on Facebook with sunsets and puppies and yeah, they're twee, they're sweet, but no, we need to look at men who are taking action. Speaking of action, I've been busy. I did the 10-10 challenge, but I've also been hitting it really, really hard since kicking off my stealth seduction in field filming. It's all around the world. Day gaming, not just on a one type of girl, the front stop, but day gaming in all scenarios and all types of girls, not just dating or instant dates, but same day lays, the full spectrum, LMR, married, MILFs, girls at university, two sets, black girls, Asian girls, English girls, that's right, English girls, shock horror, American girls, European girls, Northern European girls, Eastern European girls, and of course some Russian girls. And already I've got three full open to closes in the bag, and all of them are 19. So I could put the product out already. I'm happy with it. These have massive learning points because they're all different. They're all 19 years old. They're all hot. One is American. One was Ukrainian. One was Polish. One of them was a same day lay. One of them was a day two lay. That means first date. And one of them was a day three lay, which means second date. And different degrees of LMR, different personalities. So, yeah. Yeah, I said autumn 2016 for the release, but maybe we can get it done by summer because I'm juggling, traveling, teaching and the filming, but it's fun. Anyway, let's come back to empirical and some things that can fire you up, yeah, as motivation, but for is taking action. While I've been traveling, I've been watching documentaries in airports, on planes, love documentaries, and two that stood out that were very reminiscent of the day game phenomena were two skateboarding documentaries. One called Dogtown and Zed Boys, about the birth really of modern skateboarding in 1970s Los Angeles, Santa Monica, when surfers started riding concrete, started riding swimming pools and doing it experimentally. Not learning by thinking, not learning by analyzing, not learning by calculating or talking, but just going out there and doing it for the love of it, doing it for the fun of it, being in flow, but pushing each other. Competition is really, really important for this empirical explosion. Yeah, wanting to show off, wanting to impress, but wanting to push the boundaries of what's possible. So, you know, touching the lip of the swimming pools with their skateboards and then getting some air, and how all that links to modern skateboarding. And the second documentary, which kind of follows on with a bit of a historical gap, is called All This Mayhem, about the infamous Pappas brothers from Melbourne, Australia, Taz and Ben, and how they pushed it. They pushed it extreme with ramps and pipes, and how they took it to another level, and ultimately how it was all consuming. The success was all consuming for both of them. So a bit of a tragic story, but inspiring for this action taking. Yeah? And day game fits into this urban culture. I see it exactly like the growth of skateboarding, as I've said, like parkour, free running, like graffiti. So it's transforming these rather ugly, urban, lonely landscapes into playgrounds, yeah? Playgrounds of competitive experimentation. And this is why you get explosions of subcultures, whether it's grunge or hip hop. But day game follows this exactly. So I embrace a bit of competition. It kicks me up the arse. It's good. I like the younger guys coming in, not ripping off my stuff, but taking it to a whole new level and changing it and adapting it and pushing things. And then I watch that and go, Jesus Christ, that's a different style of day game. That's why I like watching enthusiastic students. I always learn something from students that are pushing it hard, or when I do Skype talks to guys that are getting results, or I get emails like that, I think, fuck, this is good. Guys are trying it, they're taking it, they're running with it, they're adapting it. It's evolving. That is the definition of evolution, yeah? This is empirical game. So going out there and pushing it. And this will always trump, in my opinion, sociologists, social scientists, psychologists, and they're looking at anecdotal kind of survey, questionnaire, data that they've gathered on campus or via mail, and then they're making conclusions about how people interact, how men and women interact, the difference between the sexes. Whereas a good day gamer who's been doing it for 2, 3, 4 years, speaking to thousands of girls, going on hundreds of dates, sleeping with hundreds of girls, that person is recognizing real world patterns, saying, if I do this, then girls do this. If I act like this, girls do this. If I say this, this is what happens. And I've been saying this to the guy I was living with recently. He was trying different date venues all over the city. And I said, look, keep it the same, right? To calm yourself down, to be able to test this live in field. Keep your venue one the same. Keep your bounce to venue two the same. Even keep the seats the same. Even keep the drinks the same. Even keep what you're wearing the same. Follow the date model. What are you doing in venue one? How are you bouncing? What are you doing in venue two? How are you bouncing from there, seeding it to the apartment? What are the logistics in the apartment? Keep it the same. Keep the movie the same. You know my joke about watching Vicky Cristina Barcelona hundreds of times. I really have done that. Because when all this is on autopilot and I've tried and tested it, it makes me calm, and therefore the leading and the escalating is much easier. And I can see patterns. All right. If you keep switching things, there's too many variables, you won't know. Was it my jacket? Was it, did I have something in my teeth? Was it her? Was it me? Did I escalate properly? Did I not escalate properly? Whereas keeping it the same, testing one thing at a time, that's how I gather my tricks, my day game Torero tool belt. It all came from this, observations in field. And I've said many times, record your sets, even record your dates on your phone. Get a dictaphone, which runs longer, yeah? Listen to what's going on. Listen to commonalities. Try out different things, yeah? Try out different spikes. Try out different stories. Try out different lengths of sets, different scenarios. And in the last 10 days, I just jotted a few observations down. I'm always jotting things down. You never stop learning. I jotted down a miss out rapport at your peril. All right, so I've been trying for the fast stuff, either the same day lay or the day two lay, the first date lay, bringing it back and just escalating hard. And obviously, it works with some girls, but not all girls. And I forget sometimes, God, I need rapport. Now, the nice guy, he sinks in rapport. He's stuck in rapport. But when you become a bit of a cocky cunt and you're pushing it and you're trying to be the bad boy and you've been hitting it hard, you swing towards bad boy. Escalate, and you forget about calming down, rolling off, being normal, giving her a hug, just watching a bit of a boring movie, okay? Even after the same day lay, like the same day lay, the one that's going to be in stealth seduction with the 19-year-old, rather than just bringing her back, fucking her, kicking her out next, because I want to see her again, and I have seen her again after the lay. It was hugging, it was talking, it was deep rapport, it was just the act of holding somebody. It releases that oxytocin, yeah, the cuddle hormone. That's where the mystery 7-hour thing comes from. He didn't really mean it takes exactly 7 hours to fuck a girl, but if you've been with a girl for around 7 hours in this bubble, especially after sex and you bed it down and you do normal things, then she starts to develop feelings for you. That's just how the body works. So I wrote, don't miss out rapport. I reminded myself about grounding because I was doing all these flashy sets. It's very tempting when you're filming yourself to do flashy sets. I missed out the grounding. So saying my job, saying where I'm from, being normal, yeah? I wrote down qualifying. I noticed I wasn't qualifying enough even on dates, so I added in some qualification. I did, with one of the girls, I did my shopping bag trick, which I talk about in Street Hustle, where for the second date, you show up at the meeting point and you're already carrying a shopping bag. And in that shopping bag, surprise, surprise, is a bottle of wine, maybe a beer, some ice cream, some household shit. And the trick is you don't have to have gone out and bought it. Yeah, you can just fill up a plastic bag from your cupboard, walk to the meeting spot, and it's like you've just been shopping. And she's like, oh, what's in the bag? And you say, oh, it's just groceries. Let's go, let's drop them off. And that's the trick. You take her back to yours and you drink the wine. So that's a shopping bag trick that I've been using. One of the, I've been also, of course, I'm always talking about positives because that's how my mind works. But even in this 100 sets that I've been doing, I've had blowouts, obviously. I've had flakes. I've had first dates where they vanished. I've had a couple of girls on my bed, LMR, one girl just walking out like, no, I don't think we're compatible, goodbye. And I learned from one of those, I wrote, don't watch a good movie, right? Because we watched, with that girl, we watched Nightcrawler, which is a really good like neo-noir thriller about a nighttime cameraman in LA. And it's so good and so tense that you can't even speak in it. You can't even touch each other. You can't escalate in that film because it's too good. So with another girl yesterday, I put on something light and cheesy and trashy and shit. It was YouTube. It was Carpool Karaoke, you know, with James Corden from The Late Late Show. Just flick through the Carpool Karaoke's. You can watch Mr. Bieber. You can watch Chris Martin. And it's fun and it's light and girls like it. And from that, with the girl yesterday, we were doing karaoke. So when you've had a few drinks, you stick on YouTube, you stick on a few karaoke hits and you just sing. You get drunk and you sing. And I've noticed that certain songs, like when I do Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls, classic, a song I used to busk with, girls always go floppy and dreamy and a little tear in their eye. Yeah, they love it. So get good at one karaoke song. I've said that before. And then just randomly say in the karaoke bar, oh yeah, I'll give this one a go. Bang, and knock it out. Karaoke is beautiful. It shows this lack of worrying about what other people think. And I jotted down some LMR lines I've been using, or rather anti-token LMR lines I've been using. So when she's trying to take the frame, I said to a few of the girls, I said, oh, I can see you like the masculine energy. I can see you like being the male here. And that snaps them out of it. And they usually don't want to be, obviously, so they stop doing it. And if she's still playing games, I say, wow, you make me feel like a teenager, you know, with these cute games. I haven't felt like this since I was 16, you know, Tom and Jerry, Cat and Mouse. It's so cute. How old are you? Are you like 12 or something? This is ridiculous, you know. This is why I like dating older girls, because they're more direct. And that takes the frame back. So obviously she doesn't want to seem immature. You're using words like teenager, games. You're saying, listen, I like being direct. I like being honest. I've spoken about this before, but those were working for me this week. So there you go. Doing it, taking observations, making adjustments, doing it again. Let's finish with a few quotes. In theory, there is no difference between theory and practice. But in practice, there is. I like that. So you can debate all you like on Facebook, on Twitter. Oh, fucking Twitter. You know, debate, 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 troll, 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 shout at each other from the safety of your iPhones and Starbucks. Oh, the irony. But until you go out there and either put on boxing gloves and have a fight, or draft yourself into the army and go and fight for your what you believe in, or go out there, hit the streets, do day game, try all these things that you've been arguing about, you'll never know. And that's where the saying comes from, truth happens to an idea. So ideas, yeah, they're great, yeah? How to open a 5-set in a shopping mall. But truth happens to that idea when you go out, rubber meets the road, and you try it, yeah? Einstein said, pure logical thinking cannot yield us any knowledge of the empirical world. All knowledge of reality starts from experience and ends in it. Thank you, Mr. Einstein. Pimp daddy. And I'll finish by saying that what you do is what matters, not what you think or say or plan. And with grabbing life by the horns, apply that to girls, but apply that to your whole life. Whether that's you want to travel, you want to write a book, you want to make an app, you want to set up a website, you want to do this, you want to do that, you want to learn how to ski. What you do is what matters, not what you think, not what you say, or not what you plan. So use these podcasts, use my videos, use the books, use whatever as the kick up the arse. But please, 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 please do something. And please email me. I love the success emails, even if it's just a little success, like you went out and you spoke to a girl and she smiled and you felt good. The emails remind me of why I'm doing this. They're a great thing to wake up to, because if only you could see what else I get in my inbox, the trolls and the angry emails and the mental masturbation and the weird ones. So let's make the good ones outnumber these weird ones. And maybe I could do a whole podcast where we read out some success stories, because it's nice for me and I hope it's useful for you. There we go. That was podcast 56 from Italy. I'm flying back to London, actually, to see family. So next podcast will probably be from Wales, or maybe it will be somewhere else in Europe. But let's see. Go out there. Enough listening for today. Go and talk to some girls. Ta-da.